nor you. I must chew the gum. The gum helps me concentrate. No. Any kind of juicy food. Hello. Thank you for coming to the seminar, the Mushi seminar. I hope and pray that what I have to share with you will stay with you for many, many, many weeks until my next seminar, where you will shell out another 2,000 worth every penny. My name is Mushi. I have no last name. I have no country. I sit in my apartment in the lotus position often. I eat scrambled eggs, spinach, rosemary tea, and sometimes I actually eat a chicken, but that is only on holiday. I would like to start off with a prayer from the Maharaji Ringo, George, John, and Paul. Ah, you may bow your heads. Look at all the lonely people. Ah, look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream. A dream. Waits at the window wearing a face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father McKenzie writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? Oh, the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Ah, look at all the lonely people. Ah, look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Oh, nobody came. Father McKenzie wiping the dirt from his hand as he walks from the grave. No one was saved. And you know the rest, all the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Amen. That is from the Beatles lyrics, illustrated. Nice pictures. Today you ask me where comes enlightenment? Where comes the soul in search of itself? It does not come from the smart meter. It does not come from the microwave oven. It does not come from the gum on the envelopes that you seal when you send off your AT&T bill. No, no. All of these things kill you. The smart meter sends radioactive waves that go through your heart and through your brain and through every fiber of your being. So does the microwave oven. And the gum on your envelope has rat feces on it when you lick it. So use a sponge. Also use a sponge for birth control. We must not accommodate, attune, be guided by, comply, coordinate, conform and fall in love with this world of mouse feces and radioactive smart meters. When you hug a tree, let the blue light from the tree go into you, not the microwave oven. When you talk to these squirrels, let them talk back without you interrupting them. They have things to tell you about your swamp, Peter. Sometimes when I'm meditationing, I think about the stray dogs and animals and the dolphins that can speak through clicking. And I think they must be so happy without having to live near a smart meter all the time. The mystique of the dolphin, the parachute of a squirrel that has learned how to skydive, would take you to places you can only dream of. And even your dreams is where it can be, where you no longer have to deal with mouse feces or radioactive transmissions from your meter. When you close your eyes and let perfect nothingness enter your head, like many of you already are good at, when you cross your legs and sit upright like the Buddha and get that back cracking if you're over 45, and get that chest erect so you can breathe through the chakras, and you will know what the parachuting squirrel is trying to teach you. He is trying to tell you that even though corduroy is out of fashion, even though the corporation now rules this physical existence, the myrtle tree can still sing. The paramecium, which you cannot see with the eye, can still sing. And the flying squirrel, who does not need a parachute, can still bark like a dog. Small dog. Some of you are very, very, I'm sorry to say, very stupid. You give me your money, lots of it, and I talk to you about parameciums and flying squirrels. That is okay, because we all need a climax, and I do such a climax when I come into your lives. The lotus does not bereave a fellow lotus when it dies. The sunflower that Van Gogh, Vincent, painted so many years ago does not cry because it is no longer being painted by the master. Even though he burnt his hand for his girlfriend, who he thought was his girlfriend, who was not his girlfriend, it was an illusion. But he had that scar, which always reminded of him that the sunflower was a better friend. The bedpan that sits beside your grandfather in the resting home still waits for the next expulsion. We all need to expulse. We all need to exfoliate. We all need to shave if you're a man or a woman, depending on what part of the body. We all need to recognize that there is relevancy in the universe as long as you keep your mind focused on nothing except the blue light from the tree, and to use a sponge when you pay your bills. I never have stinky feet because I don't wear shoes. I only wear sandals. The stinky feet of the corporate world will always suffocate the toes of your life if you let it. But I encourage you not to let it. I close now for lunch.
Moshiach, I'd like my money back,
shut up.
Please. I just...
Shut up.
You said it was a trial.
No, shut up.
No. Mushi,
we close for lunch.
Please,
questions
I gotta
later.
Get out of here.
Shut up,
I really
please.
Have bills to pay. Mushi, no. Lunch. I can't even afford the coffee you...